This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, May 19th. God's word for you today is how to. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 77, verse 7 to 9. And it says, "Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will he never again be kind to me? Is his unfailing love gone forever? Has his promises permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he slammed the door on his compassion?" The dictionary defines crisis as a time of intense difficulty or danger, a time when a difficult or important decision must be made. People experience crisis at different seasons in life, and sometimes the entire world is plunged into a crisis like during the COVID-19 pandemic. Confusion, panic, uncertainty, and a rush of questions in people's minds are characteristics of seasons of crisis. Many people just freeze, flee, fret, or cave into depression when there is a crisis. A lot of us wonder how one even prays in a crisis. The question to us this season is, how do I pray in a crisis? And to help us, we will be looking at and learning from a man who lived thousands of years ago, named Daniel. Daniel faced a lot of crisis. The Bible shows us clearly how Daniel prayed in crisis. One of the first crises he experienced was when he got to Babylon, not by choice as a slave. He had to defy the king's orders to eat delicacies. Daniel and his friends prayed through that crisis and God favored them. After that, the king had a dream and forgot his dream. Then he insisted that the wise men must tell him his dream and the interpretation, otherwise they will be killed. That was a huge crisis for all the wise men in the land, including Daniel and his friends. Daniel prayed through that crisis and overcame it. Daniel was threatened with the den of lions. Again, Daniel prayed through that crisis. Daniel survived four powerful kings and the crisis. How did Daniel overcome several crisis situations? The life of Daniel teaches us a huge lesson, and the lesson is that the best we can bring actually starts on our knees. Your life may be in chaos and you're wondering how you can give your best or how you can even survive the crisis. From the life of Daniel, we can clearly see that the best we can bring starts on our knees. So how do we pray in a crisis? We are going to learn five lessons from the life of Daniel, five things we can take away and practice from the life of Daniel on how to pray in a crisis. The first is, thank God, no matter how you feel. To pray and pray successfully in a crisis, you and I need to thank God no matter how we feel. Thanksgiving should actually be a way of life for us, our culture, even in a crisis. So, if I want to pray in a crisis, thereby overcoming the crisis, the first thing I must learn is to thank God no matter how I feel. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord." Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.jesusfirstchurch.org. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.